Can I just tell you how much I love my Sattva mattress? We recently got new mattresses, got them from Sattva, and I have to tell you, it is absolutely amazing. I am sleeping through the night. I feel like I'm staying at a five-star hotel every night, and it is just the most amazing experience. There's a location coming in Paramus. They have a location in DC. They definitely have a location in New York. I'm telling you, run, don't walk. Go check out Sattva. So let me tell you, it is a premier online luxury mattress and bedroom furnishings brand. With a commitment to quality, sustainability, and health, Sattva offers a curated selection of handcrafted, made-to-order mattresses for every type of sleeper and luxurious accessories, including sheets, pillows, and bed frames. Visit them online at sattva.com and experience smarter luxury sleep. And when you use the coupon code Gail Davis, you will receive $225 off a mattress purchase of $1,000. Once again, that's Gail Davis, and it's GAILDAVIS. Sattva. Welcome to episode 107. I am your host, Gail M. Davis, and this is Design Perspectives. Welcome to the Design Perspectives podcast. I am your host, Gail Davis. I will talk all things design from expectation to reality, from what to expect when working with designers as well as the trades. And from time to time, current events will seep their way into the conversation. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and listen. Today's guest is Dwayne Bergman. He is an interior designer located in Florida. He is absolutely amazing. He's very kind-hearted. He is hardworking. He has a fantastic firm. He only started in 2013. And I think at the time, I thought he had about three or four people. But then today he confirmed he has 23 people on staff. But he's a super busy dude. Like, not only does he do interior design, but he also has custom cabinetry, a line of it that is just to die for. It is super grade A quality. Cannot even begin to tell you. I had a sample sent to me and I'm like, I need your cabinetry in my kitchen. He has a 23 person firm. He writes a journal. He also does Y4W, which is Your Four Walls, which came out of COVID and being locked in the house as he describes it, which he'll share. He's just amazing. You just need to go to his website and just see all of his work. But without further ado, otherwise I'll just yammer on about his greatness. I am excited when I meet nice people that are in this industry and just have a really kind heart. And he is a kind-hearted person, but he is also superfluous with design. So without further ado, please welcome Dwayne Bergman. Hey, Dwayne, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you on and let's talk about how fabulous you are.
Oh, well, this should be great. I love talking about myself. It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh my God, okay. There's so much to talk about with you. First of all, you started in 2013 and you're located in Florida. And so business has exploded for us over here, but I'm sure in Florida it is insane. And I know you don't just work in Florida. I thought you had a 14 person firm. You just told me 23. And once again, people, he started in 2013. Not only do you have your design firm, you have Creo, the marble firm, the system of collection, I should say. You have twin boys who are what, 9 years old?
Eight. So let's not go nine yet, because that means I'm a year older too. So let's keep them at eight for another until 2023. I'm not ready to be that 1 year closer to 50. So let's keep them at eight.
Okay, no problem. You have your gorgeous cabinetry line. That's just insane. I want to talk to you about that. But let's start with the tremendous growth of your firm. How you started in 2013. How did you start? And then how did you just explode and not just explode? Because you're very thoughtful. You're very methodical. You can tell. I want to hear all about it. So let's go. How did you start?
Sure. Yeah. So let me give you, I'll give you the executive summary because we don't have, this multiple 2 week, we're going to spend an hour together every day. So let me give you the executive summary. So I started this, I left a big corporate role with a huge team. And I started this with myself and an assistant working out of the loft of my house. And my expectation was, I just want to have more fun than I've been having the last 15 years of my life working in corporate America. So I knew what I wanted to do, and I had some great contacts. And within the first month, I had to hire another designer I can't do the construction side and the furnishing side. So I hired a furniture specialist to come in. And her name is Mary, and she's been with me from the very beginning. She's still with me today. And even though she's ready to retire, I won't let her retire. She's going to show up in her wheelchair and her walker, and her last breath will be, in my office working for me, because she's never allowed to leave. So we've been through a lot together. We've had a ton of fun. And we went from there. And, when I put my business plan together, so put my business hat on for a second, I have a little plan. Mm-hmm. And I thought, in this industry in residential design that, probably repeat customers would come every 7 to 10 years.
Right.
And so I was looking at this going, okay, well, you know, the pace of growth is probably relatively slow because you're constantly trying to acquire a new client because you're going to work with them for a while. But then once you finish their project, they're probably not calling you back as a repeat client for quite a long period of time.
Right.
And boy, did I ever miss that one. So I think it's a testament to the quality and the service and the experience that we provide. But 95% of my business is all referral based. Nice. And we have probably 30% of our clients that we have currently, they're repeat clients. So we've not only done a project for them in Florida, we're doing our second or third project for them in Florida because they actually move like every couple of years. They build a house, they buy a house, they live in it for a couple of years, and then they either are moving to something bigger or something smaller. Mm-hmm. Or something with a better view or a better golf course or a better country club or whatever it is. So, that has been a very welcomed relief. And then we also do their homes wherever their original homes might be. So, I've got projects going on in Toronto, Wisconsin, Michigan, New Orleans, Connecticut. We're getting ready to start a new one in Rhode Island this next summer.
Can I just say it sounds like
Manhattan. So yeah, we're all over the place.
Can I just say it sounds like you're a slacker and you're very lazy? I just want to put that out there.
I do. I lay on the sofa like probably a good 6 to 8 hours every day and eat chocolates and, throw back a glass of bubbly and watch life from the bay window. So that's how I roll.
Oh my goodness. I like need to take a deep breath. And after this conversation, I'm going to take a nap.
I fidget a lot. I have a hard time sitting still. So quick story, I did really well in school. I never had any challenges with academics, but all my report cards through elementary, we had a conduct line. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I always got eyes on every single conduct line.
That improvement.
And it wasn't about being disrespectful or, not mannerly. It's like he has a hard time sitting still. He reads ahead. He's like three lessons ahead. He talks too much in class. So thank goodness though they didn't treat that as we need to calm you down.
Right.
I like being fidgety and active, and it serves me well.
No, you can tell with you're a 23 person firm. So how do you hire, and how quickly did it grow? Like, were you like, oh my God, I need more people? Like every time you turned around?
Yeah, by the end of year one, so my firm launched June 1st of 2013. So we're nearing our 9-year anniversary, and I can't wait for our 10th year anniversary. We've got so much cool stuff happening in the next year. But I had 6 people by the end of the first year, and we were working off of a waiting list.
What?
Yeah. So I stayed at that 6 to 7 person level, though, for about 3 years. And then I bumped up to the, like, 11, 12 mm-hmm. range. When we started getting into cabinetry a lot more, looking for that specific type of skill set, I needed to hire a different type of designer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then really became less about the designers and more about operations. And, you know, my next set of hires were all operationally focused. And, you know, then as business continued, we would add designers. And, you know, I will have to tell you this, and anybody's listening from the design side, there isn't a perfect scenario where you get this many projects and you hire a new designer. Right. Part of this, a little bit of what I have done in my business is I've grown when I found the talent that works for me and my business. So I'll turn down projects, but mm-hmm. if I see a designer that I, you know, that has contacted me or that we've run into that I think is the perfect fit for us, mm-hmm. then I'll bring the designer in and then make sure I go get the projects, because I would rather have the talent
right.
and then go acquire the business than to have the business and not have the talent to support it, because you only get one chance with your reputation.
This is true.
And if you can't deliver every project, you're only as good as your last project. It doesn't matter how many amazing projects you've had.
Right.
Everybody cares about the last one you just did.
This is true.
So that's a big philosophy that I adhere to. And it's a little bit backwards from, you know, what you're trained in an MBA program. You know, you're trained to do your forecast and plan in that regard.
Right.
I think it's different, though, with this industry, because we're so dependent upon the talent that's around us.
Yes. And they have to have real talent, not just, this is my passion. I really love it. I watch HGTV all the time. I'm like, out.
Sounds like you had some experience in that realm with some talent you've yeah. run into. You have to screen it thoroughly.
And
you know, for us at this size too, it's twofold at this juncture. We have a culture within our firm as well, and you know, if somebody doesn't fit that culture, it really creates a very different vibe. So I have to be conscious of both the design skill and the right cultural fit as well.
So I want to jump to, and that's amazing, because a lot of people do it backwards. Like, they hire the people and they like scramble to find the projects. And if you know a project's coming up or you meet someone, you're like, okay, now I can go and get these people. That makes sense to grow it that way, because when you do an amazing job, then like you said, it's word of mouth, and that keeps growing you because exactly. of the experience. I want to talk to you because a lot of designers, I'm not one of them, I'm afraid of kitchens, will tell clients that they can do kitchens as well. And for me, a kitchen is so nuanced, I'm afraid of it. And I will tell others, you know, if a client comes to me, I'm like, I think you need to hire a kitchen designer. And the only reason why I say it is because, like I said, it's very nuanced, and it's like getting a mechanic for your car. You can get a mechanic, or you can go to the dealership where they specialize in your car, you know, on your particular vehicle. And you have mastered cabinetry and you have a whole team. So I'm kind of jealous.
Don't be jealous. So it's a costly endeavor to be a specialist in the cabinetry business. And, you know, we've certainly learned a lot by doing and making mistakes and paying for those and doing the right thing and making the corrections. And, you know, when you do that, you very rarely make that same mistake twice. I've also been fortunate to have been associated with some amazing, talented kitchen and bath designers. And they, you know, that have spent 25 years doing nothing but kitchen and bath design. So I think that's very helpful. And then some of the lines that we initially carried before I started working and building on the creative side, our own look mm-hmm. and feel for cabinetry. You know, the training is just invaluable. So Somatic is, you know, the high-end German line,
right.
Their training programs are rigid, but in a great way, because, you know, you learn this very precise methodology of designing a kitchen. So, you know, that's that I think the access to some of the training programs that we've had through some of the distributors that we sell and have sold in the past was very helpful for where we are today. But yeah, it's daunting. I wouldn't suggest, you know, the individual who is trying to do interior architecture, interior design, furniture, window treatments, accessories, if you don't have the bandwidth, as well as, you know, the ability to pay for mistakes that you might make that you don't understand until you've done them a few times, it's probably something that you would want to rely on, you know, a kitchen cabinet designer or a specialty firm to handle.
What made you start your own line and design it? Is it because you couldn't find things out there, or because you just, you have a level of detail that's insane?
Yeah, so it was really a getting tired of people telling me no, which I don't deal with very well. That's not in my nature. When somebody tells me no, I have a very visceral reaction to it. And I not only want to know why, but why the hell are you telling me no? And, you know, they keep telling you no, then I'm going to figure out a different solution. So honestly, that is exactly why we have a cabinetry business. Okay. And cabinetry profiles. And the reason I got into the cabinetry so in depth is because we put design ideas together and we'd send them off to these custom cabinet manufacturing shops, and they would look at me like I had three heads. So I was like, I know you can do this, you just don't want to do it. And for sure, I mean, what we've been able to accomplish can be done. It's mm-hmm. just not easy to do. And it took a little bit of practice for some of these profiles to be able to work. But yeah, it was definitely born out of frustration to some extent. And then the second was, yes, we are very detail oriented, and I'm that critically OCD person who walks in and sees the mistakes first, which I don't love that about myself, but it is this, you know, I think a lot of us designers have that yes. curse where yes. you can't just enjoy your visual experience. You have to find out what you like and what you don't like about it first, and then you can enjoy it second after you've critiqued it. So on the back to the cabinetry, we've gone out with that route forever, but on the cabinetry side, I also got tired of sending out our designs to other kitchen cabinet manufacturers and distributors that then would take it and sort of make it work with what they were producing or their level of comfort. So I would go into this kitchen and, you know, I would have no fillers, and they've put 3-inch fillers everywhere, and, you know, just drives me crazy. Or, you know, they didn't treat the appliance panels the way one of them treated, and some other different details. So yeah, I mean, the whole cabinetry thing is probably, you know, from a psychological perspective, is born out of OCD and frustration.
No, that's good. Listen, here's the other thing. I'd rather have great cabinetry in my kitchen than to have to go through like we're dealing with in our bathroom now, where when we moved in years ago, I won't say where we got it from. Y'all know it's very basic, and I wasn't a designer then, and it's a mess. And it's annoying.
It makes a big difference. Yeah, it does make a big difference. You know, especially the things that you use every day makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I don't want to keep revisiting. And that's, you know, a conversation I always have with clients when they're like, oh my God, this is so expensive. And I'm like, you say ouch once and you're done. I was like, yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, like you just don't want to keep coming back. I was like, do you want to revisit this in 5 years? They're like, no. I said, 20 years? No. I said, then let's do this right. Let's get it done.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah, no, but why do you hire us? That's what we're doing. That's our expertise. Tell me about Creo.
Oh my goodness. So this is such an exciting little adventure. So we were working with Creo on a custom bathtub design that's being carved out of a big block of marble. And during that process, they flew down to Naples to meet with me and to go over the design. And while they were in my Naples showroom, the individual that's head of their North American division is like, you know, you're pretty creative. This is, you know, pretty cool stuff. And it's like, no, we designed everything in here. So everything in the showroom, it's a custom design. We fabricated it. We had it made. And that's cabinetry, furniture, accessories, fixtures, all this good stuff that's in the showroom. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we should have you design something for us. And, you know, people say that all the time, right? I mean, they yes. see design like, oh, we should have you do something. And mm-hmm. I've been told that before and I just let it roll off. But they actually followed up and asked me to put a collection or a couple of ideas together. And so I presented a concept to them that we are calling Linnea, the study of layering with marble, wood, and metal and acrylic. So those are kind of the four materials that we're using in this product line, and mainly featuring marble as the gemstone of all of the designs. So they, I showed them our initial concepts and they fell in love and they said, okay, let's continue this. And I probably have about 15 pieces now in the collection. It's going to be shown at Salone in Milan this coming June. So June 7th through the 12th. Not all of the pieces will be available, but they'll have, I think, three or four of the main pieces and then a couple of the accessories, because I've also designed some candelabras and some vases and some napkin rings and some tissue holders to go with the collection as well.
Oh my God. Once again, you're a slacker. Lighting, you're just a slacker.
Lighting. Yes, we have, I think, four or five lighting pieces that are coming together with the collection. So by the end of the year, we're also going to be showing at Art Basel in Miami. And what? The full collection will be at Art Basel. Yeah. So it's very, very, very exciting.
Oh my God. That is amazing. You're like a one. I don't mean this. I mean this with all love and respect. You are one-stop shop. And that's what is important, because then the client experience is just so much more different than, you know, shuttling them everywhere.
It really is. It is a different experience. And again, we're not the right fit for everyone and everyone's not the right fit for us, but for the client who is putting together a whole home or, you know, wants to really make a huge jump in, you know, a master suite or a kitchen or a great room or something like that, I mean, we can provide them with a, most design firms, I mean, they put out a well thought out plan, but we actually do create the majority of the pieces. We're drawing them, we're designing them, we're manufacturing them. And then completing the install. So it definitely changes the experience when you really are using a blank slate versus mm-hmm. saying, okay, well, I have to curate from, you know, these available pieces, which we do as well. I don't want to get the fact that we draw every single thing, but we probably are in that 60-40, 70-30, where, you know, 60-70% of the pieces we're now designing and creating. And that's been a really fun evolution for us. It's definitely has its anxious moments. Mm-hmm. And when there are frames that you see for the first time, you know, I own a few more pieces of furniture that I probably would like to own that will someday get donated to charity, probably, because I won't have a place for them. But, you know, the pitch wasn't quite right, or
right,
the
right.
seat is a little bit different than what I thought it was going to be. But, you know, that's the fun part of this, too. It's like, we're not perfect, but we strive to, you know, we strive to get things right. And if it's not right, I'm not going to let it go out the door. We're going to redo it.
No, that's cool. I think I'm just going to close up shop here and come work for you.
Come work for us. Have fun.
Because then it's like the sunshine and coastal, and that's what I need. Let's also talk about Y4W.
Oh, yes.
You got a lot. Y4W. Like, I mean, people, you got to go to his website. He's got a lot going on. I'm just exhausted. I need a nap after this.
So Your Four Walls was born literally during the pandemic, looking around going, oh my God, like, what am I going to do in these four walls? Because I don't do well enclosed in, you know, non-traveling, the world shut down. That was right. Like, I am going to absolutely have a meltdown. So a couple of things happened. So that's where a lot of the creative pieces that we're seeing today, some of the new cabinetry and some of the new furniture pieces and some of these ideas, and then they all started developing when I was dying with, you know, not right. enough places to go during the pandemic. But the Your Four Walls was like, we have to stay in contact and communicate with, you know, the people that we're involved with, you know, our clients and our vendors, you know, and our other connections through social media and different sources. So I talked to one of my favorite people, Ann Feldstein, who is my publicist out of New York. And she's just absolutely incredible. And we were talking and I was like, you know, I have this idea about, you know, we need to stay in communication. And, you know, I'm looking around and it's your four walls and maybe there are four things that we can discuss every week. And it just sort of grew legs. And it became this thing that I've put out things like how to make a braided lemon bread and how to make a Cuban mojito. And here are my kids, you know, we're putting together a picnic in the backyard, all the way through to, you know, holiday decorations and setting tables. And, and then choosing colors and how to layer a room. I mean, so the topics have been just extraordinary, but this week is our 99th. So we're 2 weeks away from our 100th, Your Four Walls, distribution. So it's going to be, we're trying to do something special for the 100th edition. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put all of that in the show notes so that everyone can connect with you.
Yeah. And so if you sign up, you can send an email. I think on our website, you can sign up to get the Your Four Walls, or just send an email and we'll sign you up as well.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, before I go here, please tell the lovely people where they can find you.
Absolutely. So our website is www.dwaynebergman.com. There are two N's on my last name. So if you first do not succeed, go back and look, make sure you have a second N on my last name, and then you will find us. If you Google Dwayne Bergman Interiors, you're going to see a crazy amount of stuff. So I know this is good and bad, but I can't hide anymore. Anywhere. So there's lots out there. So you can Google us and you'll certainly find us as well. Instagram, Dwayne Bergman Interiors. I think that goes with Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other stuff. You just type in Dwayne Bergman Interiors, you'll find us.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This has been amazing. And thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because you are super busy, and for being stationary to talk to me today.
My pleasure. I love it. I love what you do. I love the energy that you bring your perspective to this business. It's absolutely amazing. So thank you for having me on your podcast.
You're the best. Until next time, people.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Design Perspectives podcast. As always, I'm your host, Gail M. Davis. I really appreciate you listening. Please don't forget to rate me on iTunes. It is super important and will help people to find where we are located. And the Design Perspectives podcast is also available on Design Network platform. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.